In other news, tick populations in Wisconsin have been growing slowly for decades. This spring, however, new and early activity has the attention of scientists who study these tiny carriers of disease. Marissa Wojcik took a walk in the woods with UW entomologist and director of the Upper Midwestern Center of Excellence for Vector-Borne Disease, Susan Paskowitz, to learn more.
We're seeing more ticks in more places.
Susan Paskowitz's job is to seek out the crawling creatures that make the rest of us cringe. Ticks.
They've invaded a lot of locations in the state where we didn't used to be able to find them. And that's particularly down in the southern quarter and then the eastern, say, quarter to third of the state.
The immature stages are usually going to be really low, so down here in the leaf litter, they may be up on some of this vegetation.
And our research really focuses on what increases people's risk of exposure, and then two, what can we do about it?
She drags her white canvas over the forest floor to find these minuscule parasites.
They are very much associated with wooded locations.
And the research points to a growing population.
10, 20 years ago, maybe 50 of the 72 Wisconsin counties had an established population of deer ticks, and now there's only one county where we don't find them.
While that growth has taken decades, this spring there's a new development.
One new thing we've seen this year is earlier activity of the juvenile stage that we call a nymph.
Or as she also referred to them, teenager ticks.
The nymphs are the most important stage in terms of disease transmission. And we think that that's because they're so much smaller than the adult deer ticks.
Deer ticks are the smallest and most commonly known to spread Lyme disease.
Adult deer ticks are big enough so that you're going to feel them when they're crawling on you usually, or even if you don't, when you're checking your body, you may feel a little lump, and so you recognize and you can remove those quickly. The nymphs, though, they really don't trigger any kind of a response. You don't feel them moving on you, and they're so small, they're like the size of a poppy seed or a small freckle, that they are actually hard to detect on your body.
The earlier activity of the nymph means more chances to spread Lyme.
And this year we saw nymphs in middle May for the first time, so a good week to 2 weeks before we usually begin to pick them up. And that is probably related to warmer springs, warmer temperatures, and they're getting active earlier. In terms of Lyme disease, which is the disease that we see the most human cases in our state, we've been seeing a kind of a steady increase. I think last year it was over 4,000 cases that were reported to the state.
Lyme disease is usually spotted by a telltale sign.
For people who get a bullseye rash at the site of the tick bite, or doesn't always look like a bullseye, but a large rash there, it's not hard. A doctor will know right away what that is and how to treat it.
To help the human tussle with ticks, they're using technology.
The Tick App is a research tool that we developed
to both educate people and learn more about where ticks and Lyme disease are being found.
You'd have this option, if you did get any ticks on you, to take pictures, send them directly to the scientists. We can identify them, give you an estimate for how long the tick has been feeding, and then make some suggestions about what you might want to do as your next steps. It also has some really great information in it that you could use to identify the tick yourself.
And perhaps one day, harness machine learning to identify ticks. In the meantime, researchers like Paskowitz are also learning about humans.
Some of the things that we've learned from our Tick App tool are that people maybe don't really realize where they're being exposed to ticks. An adult tick wouldn't be on you for more than a week, 7 days, and yet we have people telling us that they picked up ticks in places that they visited a couple weeks ago. And many people are imagining that it's when they go to their cabins or it's when they're out in the woods hiking, instead of in their own yards.
In spite of all this, she says that doesn't mean you can't still get outdoors.
We certainly want people to be out enjoying our beautiful woods in Wisconsin and not to be afraid to do that because of ticks. But they should just take the precautions to make sure that they, their kids, their pets are protected. wearing light-colored clothing so that if you get a tick on you, you'll be able to see it against that background. If you potentially have some ticks that are on the clothing that maybe you don't see, if you put them in the dryer at a high temperature for 20, 30 minutes, that'll take care of that. We also recommend that people use a repellent, and that can be the same kind of repellents that you use for mosquito prevention. And then do a shower. You're just removing anything that might be on your person, perhaps not yet attached and trying to feed.
Reporting from the woods, I'm Marissa Wojcik for Here and Now.